From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. It's too close to call. Both major candidates in Israel's parliamentary elections are predicting victory, but TV exit polls are saying the race is very close. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, looking for a fourth term, already has declared victory for his Likud party. And Isaac Herzog of the Zionist Union Alliance says everything is open until the final results are in. He says he will try to form the next government. No candidate is expected to win a 61-seat parliamentary majority, and both major candidates made a last-minute push to line up potential coalition partners. In Washington, a White House spokesman says the Obama administration will work with whoever ends up winning the election.
The president has no doubt that the strong ties between the United States and Israel will endure far beyond this election.
Spokesman Josh Earnest, a former lawyer for the Pakistani man who helped the CIA find Osama bin Laden, has been shot and killed in Peshawar. A gunman opened fire on Sami'ullah Afridi Tuesday as he was returning home from work. Officials in Cameroon are denying that 82-year-old President Paul Biya is seriously ill. Cameroon's communication minister told reporters on Tuesday that President Biya, who has been out of the country since March 3rd, is on a private trip to Europe and not seeking medical help in Geneva, as reported. A U.S. Air Force veteran is being charged with trying to provide material support to the Islamic State militant group. A Justice Department official says a grand jury has charged Terod Nathan Webster Pugh with obstruction of justice. This is VOA News. Iran's nuclear chief says Iranian officials have reached an understanding with the United States and its negotiating partners on most issues in nuclear talks. Ali Akbar Salehi told Iranian state television that one important difference remained. There was a second day of talks Tuesday between Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif in Switzerland. Lisa Bryant has more on that.
Over the next few days, the two diplomats hope to agree on the broad outlines for limiting Iran's nuclear program. If they don't succeed, they're expected to hold more talks before the end of the month. The deadline for tracing the broad outlines to a nuclear deal is March 31st. Iran and world powers then hope to fill in the details and finish a comprehensive agreement by the end of June. On Tuesday, Iran's top nuclear negotiator, Ali Akbar Salehi, told the country's state TV that the two sides had reached a mutual understanding on most issues. But one very important difference remained. He said they would try to address it that day. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Syrian state media say the Syrian military shot down a U.S. drone conducting a surveillance mission. A U.S. official would only say that contact was lost with one drone over Syria. The head of the United Nations Commission of Inquiry in Syria painted a grim picture today of the human rights situation there.
The neighborhoods where Syrians dare to demonstrate and call for their civil rights have been reduced to rubble. World heritage sites have been turned into battlefields and archaeological sites looted.
Paolo Pinheiro spoke in Switzerland. Also, the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights is accusing Syrian government forces of dropping barrel bombs filled with gas on a town of Samarin in Idlib province. Nearly 1,600 peacekeepers and police form the UN African Union hybrid mission known as UNAMID. The mission keeps watch over Darfur, but a senior UN official says the situation in the region has not improved. Margaret Bashir reports.
At a cost of over $1.1 billion a year to run, UNAMID is consuming a huge amount of resources, but by the UN's own assessment, is falling short of fulfilling its mandate of protecting civilians and stabilizing Darfur. The government of Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, himself wanted by the International Criminal Court for alleged crimes against humanity committed in Darfur, has undermined the mission, restricting movement of patrols and access of humanitarian workers. Armed groups have also presented challenges, and the mission also has problems from within, working with often poorly equipped and trained soldiers. Margaret Bashir of the United Nations.
And in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.